Meet the American skier seeking multiple Olympic golds for Communist China. By Warner Todd Houston on February 2, 2022. Olympic freeskier Eileen Gu was born in California and grew up with all the advantages of a California lifestyle in the Colorado ski slopes. Still, despite all that, she intends to win gold for the genocidal Chinese government. Gu has recently racked up a series of high-placed finishes and is one of the only athletes in her sport to win international titles in all three Olympic disciplines: big air, slopestyle, and halfpipe, ESPN reported. But Gu has announced that instead of competing for Team USA, she intends to compete for the genocidal Chinese. "This was an incredibly tough decision for me to make," Gu exclaimed on Instagram in June. "The opportunity to help inspire millions of young people where my mom was born during the 2022 Beijing Olympic Winter Games is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help to promote the sport I love. Through skiing, I hope to unite people, promote common understanding, create communication, and forge friendships between nations." Gu, born to an American father and a Chinese mother, thinks she is both an American and a citizen of the country that has proclaimed itself America's biggest enemy. She has claimed that when she is in the U.S., I'm American, and when I'm in China, I'm Chinese. Beijing, China, January 13, a billboard showing American-born freestyle skier Eileen Gu, also known by her Chinese name Guailing, who will compete for China, is seen from the window of a subway car as a mother and her son ride on the train on January 13, 2022, in Beijing, China. Photo by Kevin Frayer/Getty Images. Indeed, she is seeking Chinese citizenship and a Chinese passport. However, the request may not work out since China does not exactly recognize dual citizenship. According to dualcitizenship.com, there are a few limited ways that someone might be considered a dual citizen. Chinese citizenship is primarily based upon the principle of jus sanguinis, right of blood. China does not recognize dual citizenship. However, it is possible for someone to end up with Chinese dual citizenship under very limited circumstances. For example, someone born in China to one Chinese parent and another non-Chinese parent has Chinese citizenship and may acquire another citizenship from the other parent. Also, someone could be born abroad to at least one Chinese parent who do not live abroad, and thus acquire Chinese citizenship from the Chinese parent and also acquire another citizenship by jus soli, right of the soil, in the country of birth. It seems likely that China will fall all over itself to pull a promising American into its Olympics team and will make as many exceptions as possible to assure her participation on the Ri team. Indeed, the Chinese have been grooming her since 2019 when representatives of the communist government began trying to convince her to abandon the USA. Worse, U.S. freeski and snowboard head coach Mike Jankowski says the coaching staff immediately went hands-off and told Gu that she was perfectly free to join the communist regime's team. "We have a ton of respect for her decision and supported her 100%. To be able to honor her heritage in that way is really cool," Jankowski said, according to ESPN. Naturally, since defecting from Team USA, Gu has become the face of the Winter Games in China as the Chinese have exploited her face and name to the fullest extent with numerous advertising campaigns. And all of China's most prominent sponsors have dutifully signed on to push her participation. Gu, who now competes under the more proper Chinese name, Guailing, has been given the star treatment in China. And Chinese fans could not be happier to see Gu become the face of Chinese jingoism. Copper Mountain, Colorado, December 10. Ailing Eileen Gu of Team China trains before the women's freeski halfpipe final during the Toyota U.S. Grand Prix at Copper Mountain Resort on December 10, 2021, in Copper Mountain, Colorado. Photo by Sean M. Haffey/Getty Images. Eileen appreciates the Chinese culture and the upbringing of her mother, a fan named Chai said according to ESPN. "She was born here in the States, but she chose to compete for China. That's super rewarding for us. If she wins a gold medal, she will be one of the best athletes in China, the same as Yao Ming." Meanwhile, Gu has tried to appear as if she is an advocate for humanitarianism, something that's difficult to do while adhering to China's demands to remain silent on the plight of Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai, the oppression of the democracy movements in Tibet and Hong Kong, and the enslavement and genocide of China's minority Uyghur population. But however well she does in the Olympics, this 18-year-old advocate for humanitarianism will have to self-censor for her entire life in China. Humanitarianism will always have to serve in a distant second place to advancing the agenda of the Communist Party. And it is unclear just how much of this Gu understands. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.